Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Kois Vorchu Es Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Nasai, which was the second day of the month of Sivan, in the year Tavshin Mem Dalid, exactly 40 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse in the Torah portion this week where it says, Kois Vorchu Es Bnei Yisrael, where Hashem is commanding the priests to bless the Jewish people, and he should tell them, Omer Lahem, Yivarechecha Hashem, God is blessing you, Yair Hashem, God's going to shine His light upon you, Yisa Hashem, God's going to elevate you, V'samu Eshmi Al Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to put my name on the Jewish people, V'ani Avarechem, and I, Hashem, I'm going to bless them. Now this verse, and this idea, there's many, many Chassidic discourses from the different Chabad Rebbeim on it, but Rebbe says we find many of them on this verse and in this concept, specifically from the Rebbe Marash, the fourth Chabad Rebbe, when the Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse 40 years ago, it was 150 years of his birthday. So now it would be 190 years from his birthday. And 150 at that time is 3 times 50. And we know 50 is the Jubilee year. In other words, so that the ideas of the Rebbe Marash came into this world already 3 times in the idea of Jubilee. And especially after he passed away, as you know, there was when someone passes away, everything that they've done, the whole life goes on high, and it comes back down in the world to do and accomplish great ideas. Now, one of the sayings and teachings, the main teachings of the Rebbe Marash, is known as the Chetzila Rebbe, he would always say that the world says that if you can't go under, then you have to go higher. But he says that to begin with, you go higher. And Rebbe quotes him in Yiddish. The Welt sagt, as mekennet arunter, dafen river, you can't go below, so you go on high. I hold the Chatchila River. His line was, Lechatchila River, this is the famous song, Lechatchila River, from the Rebbe Marash. In other words, just like his general work, that after he passed away was there to elevate the world. So the same thing also, this teaching of Lechatchila, to begin with, go over the top, that obviously exists in a very, very strong way, and especially after he passed away. Now, what is the idea of this saying? So it's not only when you deal with worldly ideas, but even when you're learning Torah. And on the contrary, there it says, since we know that the expression is always kuchabrichu istakel b'iraisu bar alma, that Hashem looked in the Torah and He used the Torah to create the world. So obviously, everything that exists in the world is sourced in the Torah. So obviously, the idea of lechatchila river, to begin with, go over the top. It's obviously also in the Torah. But there is one second, we have to understand. In worldly ideas, we can understand why you're saying go over the top. Like the famous teaching in the Talmud, it says when a person prays, don't pray to a human being. Pray to the one that the wealth belongs to. So we understand why you want to go to the top. Why go to the middleman if you can go to the source? But when it comes to learning Torah, we know it says clearly, you got to mitzvos hatamen. That you have to put in the effort, and if you don't put in the effort, then you're not going to succeed. And the one that puts in the effort, and he was successful, that's the one you believe. So in other words, what do you see? That when it comes to learning Torah, you have to put the effort in. So what's this whole idea of the Chatchila River? Sit down, you're going to want to learn Talmud or Mishnah or Kabbalah, and say, okay, over the top. What do you mean? Sit and learn, you got to sweat it out. So what does it mean, the Chatchila River, when it comes to learning Torah? So Rebbe explains that the truth is, even when it comes to learning, you have to learn in the way of the Chatchila River, off the charts. Jump to the top. And that's the lesson, that's the message. That not only it has to be a river over, and those besides, but it has to be l'chatchila river. You have to start off over the top. You don't start off, okay, I don't understand. Oh, I get it. It's amazing. Let's get it. Let's go deeper. You start off l'chatchila river. And after you reach the completion of this idea where you're over the top and you are successful, it's not only a test. That we want to test you to work in this way. But this is the way you operate. And this is, you operate l'chatchila river. You operate over the top. And even though the whole world says that if you can't go, if it's not working out through the struggle, then go over the top. or like Gerber says it again in Yiddish, it's Mekenesh Arun to Daphne River. But what does the Rebbe Marash tell us? He tells us, L'chatchila, to begin with. It's not plan B. Plan A. Plan A is over the top. And since the Rebbe Marash was a leader of the Jewish people, so it applies to all the Jewish people, and not only his generation and future generations. So if that's the case, I mean, you have to start over the top. And after you're over the top, then you put in the effort. And even in the next level, you have the promise, you're gantu matzasa, that you're gonna put in an effort and you're gonna find much greater than you're finding. Okay, so just to recap. So what we learned so far is that on this verse of all the blessings, Sher brings a teaching for the Rebbe Marash, and by introduction he says, Rebbe Marash taught us everything is over the top. So if everything's over the top, so that's when the world we understand. How does it work with Torah? And the Rebbe says, no, even with Torah you have to go over the top. And once you go over the top, then you put in the effort, and then obviously you find tremendous gifts. Now, in these Hasidic discourses from the Rebbe Marash, who taught us his powerful teachings, the Rebbe Marash points out, and he says, one second. It says, Yivrech Hashem, God shall bless you, v'yishmerech, and he shall watch you. What does it mean he shall watch you? So Rashi brings in this from the Sifri that what does he shall watch you? He shall watch you from the demons. Mazikim, from the demons. So it says, one second. What is the connection? Hashem is going to bless you and he has to watch you from the demons? If there's demons, it's before the blessing as well. Here it comes out. Hashem is going to bless you and now all of a sudden you have demons and he has to watch you from the demons. If he has to watch you from the demons, what does it do with Yurecha Hashem Yishmerecha? Here it's like making a connection. Hashem is blessing you, and all of a sudden he's blessing you, and now you have to watch you from demons. The Rebbe says he'd like to add, this is what he says, that from the demons, we have to understand, because the fact is, the Torah talks about reality on the ground. And the rabbis always talk about reality. Now the fact is, demons, the Talmud says clearly, in a place where people are living, people are, there's no demons there. Demons are only when you go down to the cellar, when you go down to a secluded area. But in a civilized area, there's no demons. So what does it mean that Hashem's watching the demons when in a civilized area, there's no demons? Okay. Also, the Rebbe Rash points out, what the verse continues on to say, V'samu Shmi Abnei Yisrael, I'm going to put my name on the Jewish people, V'ani Amarachim, I'm going to bless them. So there's a famous argument in the Talmud that says as follows. How do we know? So the blessing is that the priest has to bless the Jewish people. So where did the priest get the blessing from? So the question is, how do we know that the priest that's blessing the Jewish people gets blessed? There's an argument like classic in the Talmud. There's always different opinions. Rabbi Akiva comes along and he says, where did the priest get blessed from? Because in Genesis, where God told Abraham that he's going to bless him, and he says, whoever blesses you will be blessed. So where did the priest get blessed? From Genesis, where God says to Abraham that whoever blesses you will be blessed. I mean, since the priests are blessing the Jewish people, so therefore they're going to be blessed from the blessing that Hashem told Abraham. That's the opinion of who? Rabbi Akiva. Comes along Rabbi Yishmael, says, no. How do you know the priests are going to get blessed? Because in this verse, where Hashem says to bless the Jewish people, so the last part of the verse says, "Vani avarachim, I'm going to bless them." And so therefore, once Yivrech Hashem is going to bless the priests are going to bless the Jewish people. And afterwards, I'm going to bless the priests. And it says in the Talmud that according to Yishmael, I'll say it in Hebrew, I'll translate it, Kaihane Messiah Kahana, that the priest helped the priest. What does that mean? Because the priests are blessing the Jewish people, so therefore they're getting the blessings from Vani Avarachim. So the question is, one second, the fact is, even according to Rekiva, they're also getting blessed because they blessed the Jewish people. The only difference is, Rekiva learns it out from Genesis where it says, Avarchim Arachacha, and Yisrael learns it out from over here where it says, Vani Avarachim. So what's technically the difference? And the answer is that according to Rabbi Akiva, the priest bless the Jewish people from this blessing. Where did they get blessed from? From a different blessing, from the one that God told Abraham. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the priest bless the Jewish people, and from that same blessing they get blessed with. In other words, Bahad de Brach and Israel, the same blessing as the Jewish people. Shabbat says, one second. What's this powerful idea that Rishmael is trying to bring out, that they get blessed from the blessing that they're blessing the Jewish people from this verse versus from the one that Hashem is blessing, the one that He told Abraham He's going to bless those who bless him. Okay. So, in order to understand all these ideas, Rebbe is going to give an introduction, and we're going to go into the difference between blessings and prayer. In other words, what's the difference between a blessing, you bless someone, and what's the difference between prayer? So, the Rebbe explains that blessing comes from the word of mavrich, it draws down. In other words, like it says in the Mishnah, hamavrich as a gefen, which you're drawing down water for the vineyard. What does that mean? So in other words, when you're drawing down, you're not creating anything new, but what you're doing is you're revealing the blessing from its source into the place where it has to go to. So again, so a bracha is, what's a blessing? A blessing is almost like you have a pipe, and you're just taking the water and flowing it through the pipe. You didn't create the pipe. The pipe was there. You just brought down the blessing from the beginning of the pipe to the end of the pipe. That's what a blessing is. However, prayer is something totally different. Prayer is, there's no pipe there. There's no pipe to go from point A to point B. So prayer does is prayer creates the pipe. And like we know many, many prayers, what do we say? Yehi Ratzon, it should be the will of Hashem. So the goal is to create a new will, a new pipe. And the same thing applies with all prayers. Prayer is creating new energies that didn't exist before. Now, in these two ways, we're creating a new energy versus blessing, you're just bringing down the energy from point A to point B. So each one has a pro and each one has a con. What is the quality of a blessing? You don't have to create anything new. Because all you're doing is you're taking leadership and you're drawing down the blessing from point A to point B. So that's very easy. It's not like you have to create the blessing. All you have to do is deliver the blessing from its source to where it belongs. That's a blessing. So again, you don't have to create anything new. You take it from its source and you bring it down where it belongs. On the other hand, prayer. What's the quality of a prayer? The quality of prayer is when there's nothing in its source and there's nothing allowing you to bring it from point A to point B. So prayer accomplishes that you're creating a whole new channel, a whole new energy of a blessing which didn't exist before. So again, so the pro of a blessing is you just got to bring it down, it exists. The con is you can't create anything new. A prayer, the pro is you're creating total new blessings, total new energy. And the con is it's not there. You have to work hard to create it. Now, so based on this explanation, the difference between blessing and prayer, we're going to understand something which is very, very difficult to understand when the interaction between Yaakov and his son Yosef, when Yosef brought his children, Menashe and Ephraim, that Yaakov should bless them. So what does it say in the Torah? That Menashe is the older one. Ephraim is the younger one. So Yosef brings his two children to Yaakov, the grandfather, to bless them. What does Yaakov do? He puts his right hand on Ephraim, the younger one, and his left hand on Menashe, the older one. And Yosef says, one second, Dad, Menashe is the older one. Put the right hand on Menashe. And his father didn't want to do it. He says, that's true, he's the older one. However, the younger one, Ephraim's going to be much greater than him, and he's going to be much more successful, and that's why he put the right hand on Ephraim and the left on Menashe. Shabbos says, one second. Yosef HaTzadik was asking his father to bless his children. So guess what? I'm not asking to predict the future, I'm asking to bless them. So you're telling me that Ephraim's going to be greater. Bless Menashe, he should be greater, he's the older one. And Ephraim will get his blessing, but why don't you bless Menashe, he should be the greater one. So that's the question on Yaakov. Why didn't Yaakov do that? On the other hand, if you're going to say that Yaakov couldn't bless Menashe with a greater blessing, so what was Yosef's question? And in fact, as we know, that Yosef was a tzaddik, he knew the future. And he knew that Ephraim was going to be greater than him. And especially like it says in the Torah, Elah told us Yaakov Yosef, that Yosef was connected to Yaakov in a very, very deep way. And matter of fact, Yaakov gave him over all the Torah and all the teachings that he knew. So therefore, he knew that Ephraim's going to be greater than Manasseh. So what was Yosef's question even to Yaakov? So it says, based on what we learned before, now we're going to stand up beautifully. The reason why Yaakov could not bless Manasseh more than was in store for him, and therefore Manasseh was only able to receive the smaller blessing. And Yaakov saw that Ephraim has the greater blessing, so therefore all Yaakov was doing, he's like a deliverer boy. He was bringing Ephraim's big blessing down to Ephraim, and Manasseh's small blessing to Manasseh. What can he do? That's what's in store for the blessing. But Yosef came along and he says, Yaakov, I know, yes, correct. Manasseh has a smaller blessing and Ephraim has the bigger blessing, and that's why they're going to be, he's going to be greater. But I'm asking you to pray for them. In other words, I'm asking you to pray, because the fact is, we know prayer in Kabbalah is called halas man, feminine water. And therefore, Yosef was trying to accomplish that Yaakov should pray that Manasseh should be the older one. And through prayer, he could have accomplished something very, very big. So nevertheless, Yaakov tells him, but I hear you. You want me to pray, but the fact is, guess what? The Ephraim is going to be the greater one. But you could have changed, you could change it through prayer. Because the fact is that Yaakov was in the zone of blessings. He wasn't there praying. He was in the zone of blessings. He wasn't in the zone of prayer. So because he was in the zone of blessings, he was right now, he was there to give blessings in the source. Ephraim had the bigger blessing, and that's why he put the right hand on Ephraim, and Manasseh the small one, that's why he put the left one. Could he in theory change it through prayer? Possibly. But the point is, he was not in the zone of prayer at that time. He was in the zone of blessings. Now, based on this, that will now will understand the power of the priestly blessings. Because the priestly blessings has both qualities. It has the quality of blessing, and it has the quality of prayer. Which means, again, blessing means you have to create it, it's coming from its source. And prayer means you can create something new. In other words, even though it's a blessing, birchas koinim, and you don't need to do anything new to come to create something, but guess what? It comes, the priestly blessing comes from even a higher source than the regular blessing, and it even comes higher than prayer, higher than all the levels of the way things come down to the world. So again, there's blessing, there's prayer, with the two qualities. The priestly blessings is even higher than both. That means you have ready-made blessings from a higher source, and you can bring down the greatest blessings to the world. And that's why it says, Yibrecha Hashem, Yudke Vavke, that Yudke Vavke should bless. In other words, the blessing should come down from where? From Yudke Vavke, which is higher than all the levels of the way things flow down the world. And that's why the verse continues on, is on to say, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Yudke Vavke should shine his face upon you. And this is like where it says that Hashem is basically shows favoritism to the Jewish people. And why? Because it's above any level. And also it comes from the expression of Nasayis Reish, to elevate the head. When you elevate it higher, because you elevate the person that's receiving the blessing to higher from any level of the way things flow down from all the levels of the world. And that's why the verse says, Emor Lehem, tell them. In other words, that God is making the priests emissaries to bless the Jewish people. And like literally, what is the priestly blessings? That the priests are blessing the Jewish people as a shliach, as an emissary of Hashem. And because of this, it's irrelevant what level the priest is. And the priest is just a delivery boy. And it was, unless he has a certain part that disqualifies himself to give the blessing. But any level, whatever he's holding spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever the priest is holding, he can give the blessing. And that's why the blessing is specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, because he's only a delivery boy. He's only delivering the blessing from the highest, higher than prayer, down to the reality. And this blessing comes from off the charts. And in here you have many, many levels. In other words, the literal mitzvah is, like it says in the Rambam, the Alter writes in Shulchan Aruch, to bless the Jewish people, matter of fact, every single day. But obviously you can't compare a blessing during the week to a blessing on Shabbat and a blessing on Yom Tov, and higher than that, a blessing which took place in the temple, and even higher than that when they would actually say Hashem's name. Okay, so just to recap. So what do we see from here? That the blessing of Birkas Koyanim is a blessing, means it's guaranteed. It's a prayer which you can create something new, and it comes even from higher than blessing and prayer, and that's why the blessings are so powerful. So based on this, Rebbe is going to explain how beautifully, that's why when Hashem says, Yivarechecha Hashem, which means you're getting this powerful blessing, so it says, V'yishmerecha, and what does Rashi say? From the demons. How demons all of a sudden here? And so as we know, that anytime something comes from very, very, very high, it goes down to the lowest places. So therefore, this powerful blessing goes down to the lowest places, even with his demons. And over there, within the demons, it affects security and what protection. And like the literal idea of a protection is that you don't you don't take out the person from the place where there's demons, but wherever the person is, and even with his demons there, we watch him right there. That's a powerful blessing. So based on this, now the Rebbe is going to explain beautifully the essence of the argument between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And we know they're both, there's an expression in when we learn, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. They're both correct. In other words, Rabbi Kiva, we learns out the blessing for the Kayim, where does it come from? From Vavorchum and Verchecha, where Hashem told Abraham, whoever blesses him will bless him. In other words, the blessing that Hashem is blessing to the priest, so it doesn't have the quality of the priestly blessings. It's from different blessings. It's a regular blessing like all the blessings. Which means it's a blessing. You bring down from its source down here. So according to Rekiva, you bring it from its source, you bring it down here. It's not the priestly blessings. However, if Yishmael comes along and says, no. Where did the priest get blessed from? We learn it out from the Shamu, Shmini, Abnei, Savani, Avarachim. We learn it from the priestly blessings. And like it's explained in Likutei Torah, where Hashem, when it says, Vani, Avarachim, I, referring to Hashem will bless them, in the same idea of the priestly blessings, that Ani is the letters of Ayin. Ayin means nothing, which is the ultimate nothing, which is according to Hashem. And what's it referring to? The sphere of Malchus, the way it's on a level of Keter Malchus, the crown of Malchus, which is above all the levels of Yishtal Shalut. And in other words, the priestly blessing is, the source is, that's the place that they bless the Jewish people. And the blessing that the priests receive come from the same place. It's the same source of the blessing for that the Jewish people receive. And that's why we say, Kaihana Messiah Kahana. Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, the drawing down the blessing for the priest is also comes from higher than all the levels, which is basically the same level where it comes down to bless the priests themselves. Rabbi finishes off and he says this, should be the will of Hashem that should be fulfilled with us. That Kaihana, Messiah, Kahana, all the Jewish people get the blessings from its original source, the priest gets from the original source, and if we know that Hashem himself is a priest, like it says in Chazal, Elokechem Kayinhu, Hashem is a Kayin, and he is going to help to the Jewish people, which are a kingdom of priests, and he's going to help us in everything that we need, up to the ultimate, the most important help, which is b'chol tzarosom loitzar, wherever struggle and every challenge we have, we're going through, Hashem is there with us. Hashem is there in exile with us. And therefore, since Hashem is going to be with us in exile, we're going to go out of exile very, very soon, because we know the Kohenim, they do things quickly, and it should be done in a way of alacrity, very, very quick. And like the Rambam gives a ruling, the miyad hayden golem, right away we're going to go out of exile. And we're going to come to Ba'alois Chasaneiros. We're going to light the candles in the temple. And like the verse says, Animar Lechem Neiroi Si, and Hashem is going to show us the candles of Zion. When is that going to happen with the third temple? Which that's the temple that Hashem created with his own hands. And we're going to go with the clouds of glory. And we're going to go with the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And like the Rebbe finishes off so beautifully, V'mheiro V'yameinu Mamash, very, very quickly in our days, literally. So again, here we have another powerful, beautiful Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe about the powerful blessings that we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Rebbe finishes off, when we receive all these powerful blessings, God willing, we'll all go to Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh. So thanks so much for joining us for our weekly class on Chassidus. And let's hope our next class will be Yerushalayim Ir HaKadosh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.